Orotatora, Shir number 2. Moving on to thinking about the other Torah, the Oral Torah, says Rav Kook, with the Oral Torah, we descend to everyday life. Makes sense. The Oral Torah is the way we apply Torah principles. The principles that are in the Torah say things like, make Shabbat a holy day, honor your parents, but it's in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in the Halacha, where we actually translate those lofty principles, those universal principles, into the details, into the realities of how we live our lives. Yesterday, Rav Kook taught us that there were two conduits, two paths, I guess, in our souls to make sense of Torah. And here he writes, we perceive that we receive this enlightenment through the second conduit of the soul, a conduit that is closer to practical life. We sense that it's the nation's spirit. Here we're talking about the particular relationship of Torah to the Jewish people, with its distinctive character. It's the Jewish people that are commanded to apply the principle of make Shabbat a holy day, but the particular details found in the Oral Torah. And how does the Oral Torah express itself or come about? It comes about from the interaction of the Jewish people with the written Torah. Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, made a covenant with Israel solely for the sake of the Torah that was transmitted orally. This Torah of man is certainly included in the Torah of God. It too is God's Torah. Obviously, the Oral Torah developed over time, and as situations changed, there was a need to apply principles to a changing landscape. That's true. But it's all rooted in the Torah, in the scripture, in the Tanakh, and based on the oral traditions transmitted from Sinai. It is impossible that the penetrating eye of Moshe, whose prophetic vision was like Aspaklaria Hameira, it was totally clear. The other prophets had to make sense of what they were being communicated and the images and stuff. Moshe understood it, had total clarity. And who is called B'chol Beiti Ne'emanu, his faithful in Hashem's house, would fail to see this flow of life in all of its future developments. And Moshe understood how the law could develop in changing circumstances. As the Gemara says, even what an accomplished student will propound to his teacher was already told to Moshe at Sinai. It's almost, the understanding here is that his knowledge and his perception was so clear that he could recognize how a smaller, more limited scope could expand from the same principles to encompass changing realities. The written Torah of Moshe already encompasses in an embryonic fashion all future elaborations of the oral law. Together, says Rav Kook, these two lights, the written and the oral Torah, form a complete world where heaven and earth meet. The two components of Torah parallel the two conduits of our soul, our universal, which is heaven, and their down-to-earth application rooted in the national spirit of what it means to be a Jew. So when we approach Torah, when we consider Torah, it's really the totality of our whole existence as members of the Jewish people, but also that universal dynamic that we are bound to the whole world as Hashem's special people. Have a fantastic day.